We welcome our next presenter, Hyung Seong, with a presentation called Improvements of the Public Safety Map Service Using a Chatbot.
Hello, my name is Park Hyung Seong. I'm from Korea. I'm working for National Disaster Management Government. Today I'm gonna present of improvement of the public safety map service using a chatbot. But this is not a technical presentation. This is my following agenda. I will explain project overview and explain public safety map service and how we implementing a chatbot service. First of all, the agenda of disaster management in Korea is shift to preparedness from response. So in that background, this project has been started. So the safety public safety map is part of the integrated management system for safety information. So the main purpose is some data, collecting the data from other agencies and make DBs and distribute to local governments and to the public. So in this presentation, I will talk about the website public safety map. Since 2013, public safety map updating and providing some advanced map service. So it's a pilot project, but expanding service area to whole country. And link some real-time database such as air pollution data, and last year we improvement of UI UX. It includes chatbot. The conceptual design is we collect DBs from 29 public organizations and 229 local governments. Each organization have their own data, and we collect data from the organization and make a thematic maps. We 243 service. So this is a web and mobile service. This system linked service such as air quality, and we also provide the our data using APIs. There are so many data, so we categorized in 8 categories. So traffic, natural disaster, crime, and safer vulnerable groups, and facilities, industries, and public health, and man-made disasters. For example, this is a map for vulnerable groups. Vulnerable group means old people and children and women. The left picture is crime occurrence density. The red means high density, so it means a little bit dangerous. We give this information to the citizen for the preparedness. The right side is crime occurrence density. You can see the white circle is more than safer than the dark side. So you have a question, maybe have a question. White means CCTV, location of CCTVs and street lights. So we assume that this is more safe. Another example is child safety map of traffic accident at school zone. So we gathering all the data. There is a school zone, and traffic accident status and statistics of children. And we build a new data set, pavement condition and guard defense and crosswalk. So if you have a child, you can make a route for your children. So this is concept design. So far, safety map is every month 50,000 people visit this website. But we conduct a survey, but many people complain about the UIs, and most of you just think that contents are useful, but they are confused by option and interfaces. So you can see the many 8 categories, and they have each menus and sub-menus. It's very hard to get to the desired information. So we count some pages. Some contents pages need 8 click to assess. So we decide to implementing a chatbot service. Many of you already use chatbot service. So in user's aspect, it's simple. You don't need a manual or install apps, and it's very fast. It's spontaneous sensors 24/7. As a service operator like me, the reduction of customer service staff workload, and we can collecting data about users' preference and needs. So to implementing our chatbot service, maybe we can assume that some user want a traffic accident map of children, but chatbot is just machine, so we should predefine the entity and intention. Entity means service contents, in this case, thematic map names or types of accident. So we build 245 entities, and intent means user's intention. It means expected question. So we make a virtual question 313. To apply chatbot service to our map service, we need chatbot needs location information. So chatbot requires a administrative division name to move to the desired area. Thankfully, Korea already have a unique code for the division. So we store that information into the safety map. But we had a problem. There are many same names in for each division. So in that case, we provide more information like province and district information. So I'm sorry, this is Korean, but there are same name divisions. 19 same names. So. Users can choose one of them and type the number of them, and he can move to the desired area. So this is simple flowchart: user message, and chatbot recognized entity and classify intent. And after this, chatbot choose or select a thematic map. And they chatbot ask location, so a user answer it and select administrative division, and our system send the information of players and geo server to move to control the map and display the shape map. So this is a flow chart, and this is an example. The left picture shows I test postpoji, but it's not an entity, so it's not defined. So chatbot doesn't give any information about that. So, but right side, I put children, but children is an entity, and there are many thematic maps for the related to children. So chatbot suggest other more other request some more information about what kind of theme. This is a example of a chatbot service. The right side, I put a word "children road accident," and chatbot understand what I want. So they ask a location information. So I put a some division name. So it moves to right place and showing some thematic maps. So you can see the left side, there are 8 categories and menus are open and sub-menus are open and check. So user can easily can know the related contents. And the another example is when we fix the location, chatbot doesn't ask the another doesn't ask location. Just we can add more layers. Just ask in the same windows. So I want children safety map. So it is override every related information. And finally, this is a dashboard of chatbot. Chatbot records all the information, like total dialogue and rate of success. And this is one domain, and you can see the timeline. So and number of intents and entities and popular words. We will improve chatbot service using these statistics, and we will add new contents through the analysis of users' needs. That's all.
Since we are 5 minutes earlier than the questions time, we can start earlier if you have questions, if you like.
Do you use any machine learning for the chatbot, or you only
Actually, we bought the chatbot service, so it is already implemented some machine learning techniques for recognize Korean words like that.
And how accurate is the location just by selecting where an event happened?
We have about 20,000 division code, so it is exact, 100% exact. So yeah.
Hello, it was a great presentation. Thank you very much for coming. I have a few questions, but I'll be quick. I'll give the mic to someone else to say. So I guess first thing is the chatbot on the website, or is it on the just texting on the phone? How do you interact with a chatbot?
This time we only web service, not mobile.
So it's on the website where it pops up, on the website with a little thing saying, hey, the customer service type thing, or I'm texting on my phone, or WhatsApp or something.
It's inside, window is inside, implemented, but using mobile phone, you can bring this chatbot menu only website. This is a web service.
Okay. Do you have plans to enable it on mobile in some way?
Yes, we have a plan.
Okay, cool. And then are you managing the gazetteer of the place names? Is that just in Postgres, or how are you doing fuzzy search or resolving the locations? I know you generate the list, but how do you generate the list? Are you just doing a SQL lookup in a database, or do you have other software?
We hire some expertise for develop these solutions. So I know some general information of this one. So I don't know about.
Okay. A good Korean gazetteer is hard to come by. Okay, I'll give the mic to someone else.
Hi. How participative is people with the chat box, and which challenge can you see with the users?
Actually, we are test this service for our institute, because chatbot needs many data, trial data to the right service. So chatbot is evolution for the test result. So actually we are not open to the public. So it's only for beta tests. Yeah.
Do you have any more questions? If you don't, we have a break, and we start our next presentation in about 10 minutes. Thank you, Hyung.